collections, repos, charge-offs. We've all had our fair share with credit, from denials to late payments. So let's fix the damage by educating ourselves to removals and approvals. This is Credit and Coffee with T. Marie. Hey y'all, welcome to another podcast recording of Coffee and Credit with me, T. Marie. So, if you're not part of my Facebook group, I suggest you go add yourself to 750 Plus Credit Club so that you can get all this information way in advance instead of waiting on the next recording. That's Facebook group, that is 750 Plus Credit Club LLC. Add yourself to the group. So the whole point in me recording this podcast is to give you an update in regards to the student loan relief applications. There's been questions, concerns, rumors, eligibility, qualifications, denials, anything like that. And I just want to go ahead and just put that out there to help you all figure out what's going on with the student loan updates. So, first off, if you haven't already, I really strongly recommend that you go create an account under studentaid.gov. That is studentaid.gov. Reason being is because when the applications start to open up on the website, you'll be able to just go right on in, log in, and apply. If you don't create an account, you're going to have to create an account first anyways, and then apply. Why not have everything ready so then when the portals finally open, you'll be able to go in and apply. Create an account. That's if you don't have an account. Those that have taken out student loans beforehand were already directed to that website, especially if you have federal loans like Fed Loan Servicing, Nelnet, ECSI, Great Lakes, anything like that. You were probably already directed to open an account just like that when you were taking out your student loans and had to do your mastery letter and everything like that. So you might already have one. However, go check just to verify and make sure. If you forgot your password, you can definitely do forgot password. It will take you to where you can go ahead and redo your password so you can see. The reason also for this is just to also verify if you have a Pell Grant or not. If you have a Pell Grant, you are automatically qualified to receive your $20,000 relief. That is if and only if your loans are considered federal. Okay, so what are considered federal owned loans? You're looking at Fed Loan Servicing, which is PHEAA. You also have MOHELA, which is MOHELA, Ed Financial, OSLA Servicing, Aid Vantage, Nelnet, ECSI, Default Resolution Group, Great Lakes EDU, and of course Department of Education, but Department of Education has been transferring student loans over to these particular federally owned loan servicing companies. For example, mine used to be Department of Education, it transferred over to Nelnet, so my servicing provider is Nelnet. When I go on to Student Aid, the first thing that pops up is my dashboard. So on my dashboard, I'm able to see how much I have as far as the balance under my loans. And then I'm also able to see if I have taken out any grants. Now, if you are on my Facebook group, 750 Plus Credit Club, you will see what I posted. I posted that I did have a Pell Grant of over $20,000. Pell Grants, you do not have to pay back. It's whatever is on your loans. But to see that you have a Pell Grant easily qualifies you to get your $20,000 relief. So for my student loan balance, since I did have a Pell Grant, I'm qualified to receive that $20,000 relief, which will go towards my student loan balance, which would help me tremendously. Of course, you know, those who have six-figure debt or maybe less than that or more, $20,000 may not be enough for those who have a high balance. For me, I have a high balance. It's a start, but $20,000, you know, put it towards that. So that's what you would see on your dashboard when you finally log in or when you finally create your account. So another question that was asked is, what is the income based on? As you know, for the income, you have to have an income requirement that is less than $125,000 if you have reported on your taxes that you are single, or if you reported that you are married, under $250,000. They also go by your adjusted gross income amount, which is located on your taxes as well. Any of this income information will be on your latest tax record. They also will go by any type of income based off of 2019, 2020, 2021, and of course, 2022 taxes. So make sure that you have done your taxes. That's the whole point in having that studentaid.gov account too, because if you have that, chances are 95% they would have your income information already, your updated address, if you have moved recently, anything like that. So make sure you create that account. Also, when they finally open up the portal, you have a limited amount of time to apply for that relief. And when I mean minimum amount of time, I'm talking till the end of the year, December 31st, 2022. They are only giving it limited amount of time. Please take advantage of it. When it is announced that the portals are open to go ahead and sign those applications for relief, do it immediately. Do not wait till the last minute, because you just never know what changes they're making. Like recently, as of the 30th of September, they made the announcement saying that commercially owned FFE loans no longer qualify for a relief plan. That was just announced. Because remember, when they came out and announced, hey, we have student loan relief plans, $10,000 for this, but if you have grants, it's $20,000. That also included the commercially owned FFE loans. However, recently, they went ahead and just disowned FFE loans. So you have to take that into consideration, that things will change. They can change. They will change. They might change. Anything like that. So stay on top of everything of what I tell you. And again, add yourself to my Facebook group, 750 Plus Credit Club, because I post everything that has to do with student loans on that group to keep you guys updated. Also, one of the questions that were sent to me is, those who have defaulted on their loans, are they still qualified to receive this relief? Answer is yes. If you have defaulted, or if you're under collections, you are able to qualify for the relief. If they're in collections, and the accounts will be listed as paid. So on your credit file, when it lists paid, that means the credits have been applied. So again, if you're under default, or if they are in collections, sitting in collections, anything like that, it will be applied. Next, Parent Plus loans, do they qualify? Yes. Yes, they qualify. However, you will only receive a certain amount. That's $10,000 credit, the credit amount, the relief of $10,000. If you are listed as the parent, you are going to have to create your account as well under the student aid website. That's studentaid.gov. Create an account. If you are the parent who had a child go to college, create your own account. Just because they have one does not mean anything. You have to go do it too. Remember, it shows up on your too. It will show up on your credit file that you have taken on a student loan because you are considered co-signer. Create your account. When the portal's open, apply for it. Remember, your income requirements is $125,000 if you request a single, or if you reported married, $250,000. Okay? So, how do you know if you qualify for the loan? If you have a Pell Grant, again, go to studentaid.gov. It'll take you directly to your dashboard. It will show you if you had a Pell Grant. If you didn't have a Pell Grant, but your loans are considered federally owned, then you will qualify for $10,000. If you did have a Pell Grant, whether it was for one semester, whether for the whole time you were in college, whether you maxed out, didn't max out, as long as you took out that Pell Grant and it says right on your dashboard, hey, Pell Grant, you got it right here, you get $20,000. Okay? What if you already paid your student loans? That is definitely a good question. So here's what they did. This is what the government did. They said between March 13th of 2020 to August 23rd of 2022, if you paid your loans, or if you owe less than $20,000, you can request a refund through your student loan provider. That means any of the federally owned loans, which I have listed earlier in this podcast, you can request for the full amount to be received for forgiveness. After you put in that request for the refund, you can expect a check to be sent off to you to the address that they have on file. So make sure your address is up to date. You can expect that check to be sent to you within 8 weeks of that approval of the student loan relief. So again, if you paid it, just make sure everything is up to date, okay? What if you are a current student, but you took out a loan in order to go to college? Will you qualify for that? Here's what they said in regards to that. If you took out loans before June 30th of 2022, you are eligible. However, you may need to use your parents' income information in order to qualify. So again, if you are a parent who has a child who's currently going to college, yes, they qualify. However, create yourself an account, studentaid.gov. Get everything ready, because when that portal opens, you'll be able to file the application for relief and get $10,000, or if your student received a Pell Grant, that's $20,000 automatically. So, again, portals have not been discussed as far as the date of opening to file for an application. All they stated was October of 2022. Make sure you keep yourself up to date. Add yourself to my Facebook group, 750 Plus Credit Club LLC. That's when I would post when they finally open up the portals to do the application. Make sure you add yourself to that. Or keep everything as far as you can as updated. CNN.com, your local news, anything like that, in order to get some type of update. Or go to the studentaid.gov website yourself while you create your account. They will post any updates. So make sure you stay updated with everything that has to do with this, because as soon as they open up that portal, I'm telling you, people are going to rush to the website and they are going to apply. And with this happening, it could possibly shut that website down temporarily. Do not wait till the last minute, because I'm telling you, it's the end of the year. This is your limited time. The end of the year, December 31st of 2022 is when they're going to close it completely. And if you wait till the last minute, you might as well just slap yourself in the face. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. Now, beforehand, it was reported like, hey, if we already have your income information, you don't have to apply. Things are changing, like I said. On a previous recording, I said, hey, you don't have to apply. But then when things started shifting and changing, now it's like, oh, well, I guess we do have to apply now, because now they changed that perspective. So definitely apply for your student loan relief. Definitely go to studentaid.gov, create an account if you don't have one. If you do have one, make sure everything is up to date. I'm sure everything would be up to date, because again, they go by your taxes. So as long as your taxes has updated information like address, name, all that good stuff, then they would have that information. But still, go in, check, make sure, studentaid.gov. And again, add yourself to my Facebook group, 750 Plus Credit Club LLC, so you can get all the updated information. So this is me signing off. This is you getting the update in regards to the student loan relief applications updates. Thank you.